Laura is moving north after slamming into southwestern Louisiana early this morning as a Category 4 hurricane with 150-mile-per-hour winds. It has since weakened, but not before inflicting heavy damage, including starting a fire at a chemical plant in Louisiana. Nearby residents have been asked to stay indoors. Corey Smith is a meteorologist with News 15 in Lafayette, Louisiana. He is in Lake Charles, which was hit hard by the storm. Corey, what is it like where you are?
Yeah, so really when the sun started to rise earlier today, we kind of got the scope of really the damage that we were seeing here in Lake Charles. You hear noises with the buildings overnight, but you can't really see anything. But we were able to get out. I'm here with one of my reporters, and we were able to get out on some of the streets, but really most of the streets here in Lake Charles are impassable right now. And that's really due to mostly power lines being down and trees down. But really, I think the most sobering thing is just seeing there's almost no buildings that really don't have any damage. Everything has either moderate damage up to severe damage, it looks like, right now here across the city. So it definitely looks like a possibly catastrophic storm for the region.
Mm-hmm. And is it your sense that the worst of the damage from the storm is so far is in Lake Charles, or are there other places that you're hearing about that are even worse?
Yeah, so at least the wind damage and things of that nature, I do think that Lake Charles probably took the biggest hit with that just because it's a populated center. Some of the areas that we haven't really heard about as much are those coastal parishes. So the parishes are what some people might know as counties down to the south along the coastal Gulf of Mexico region. They're very rural. There's a lot of swamp, a lot of marsh down there. But there were some huge storm surges last night. And that was really the thing that we were trying to harp to, you know, people around here was, you know, those storm surges were going to be incredibly high and cause a lot of damage. And thankfully, there were mandatory evacuations in order for some of those parishes. But I think once we start getting people out there, we're going to kind of get the true scope of that damage down there. It's possible, you know, that some communities might be wiped off the map from some of the the storm surge that moved through.
Have you seen any people in Lake Charles who stayed and rode out the storm there?
Yeah, so we were actually able to talk to some people this morning, and really the thing for them, we actually talked to a lady here at our hotel, and she had a husband who, you know, unfortunately had that mindset of, you know, I've been through Rita, I've been through all these other storms that moved through the area before, and I was fine, and, you know, every storm is a different beast, and a lot of people like to compare these storms. She was still trying to get in contact with him. Power is pretty much out throughout the region here this morning. So that's really, I think, the thing right now. Just people are trying to get into contact with those that did stay behind because, you know, with the scale of the damage that we're seeing, there is that chance that there was a life-threatening conditions overnight.
And have you been able to see any authorities who've been able to make it to parts of Lake Charles that need help at this moment?
So we did see some Lake Charles police and fire units out earlier today. It looks like they were just kind of surveying things right now, kind of driving around to possibly, you know, run into people that did need help. But we haven't seen any large-scale operations. We haven't seen anything, I would say, too organized. It just seems like they're just trying to get things together just to kind of assess what's going on this morning.
Now, you mentioned your hotel. Did you stay in Lake Charles overnight and ride out the storm there?
Yeah, so we actually stayed overnight. It's called the Golden Nugget. It's a casino, so a 15-story tower, pretty large, sturdy building. And I think the most amazing thing is we started seeing those very powerful winds with the eyewall moving through. And you could hear these very loud banging noises, the windows were flexing. We actually had to take shelter inside. But when the sun came up this morning, there's actually parts of these buildings, like the concrete just ripped right off of them. And I think that really, you know, attests to the sheer power of this storm that moved through. I mean, it literally tore buildings apart and even, you know, well-built ones as well. So it seems like it really no structure was safe in this event.
Were you scared as it was happening?
As for me, you know, I'm a weather nerd. I'm a meteorologist. So I did find it very fascinating. But there were definitely some times when we saw some of those higher gusts, you know, I was very concerned, you know, are the windows going to blow out? You know, are we going to start to see that storm surge move in? And are we going to have to relocate? So there were, you know, definitely a lot of things going on in my mind, you know, to keep not only me safe, but my reporter safe as mm-hmm. well, because that's really the biggest thing, you know, when we're out at weather events like this, is because we're out there to show the public for their safety, but we also have to keep ourselves safe.
Well, I'm glad that you and your reporter there are safe. That is Corey Smith, a meteorologist with News 15 in Lafayette, Louisiana, joining us from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Corey, thank you.
Thank you.